Howard Smith has led a Forrest Gump type life filled with fascinating celebrities, unexpected adventures, and extraordinary opportunities. He achieved great success leading the world's largest software company for a decade until a heart attack and LA Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda urging him to change course and led him to retire in his 40s and focus on truly living. And he was blessed to be able to do that. He moved to Malibu and he became Johnny Carson's neighbor and best buddy for the last 25 years of Carson's life. He authored a book recently called My Friend Johnny, even though he only called him John. I don't know why he didn't name the book My Friend John. I heard him interviewed on Coast to Coast for the better part of 2 hours. I feel like I got to know Howard Smith, and I wish he was my neighbor. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Howard Smith.
Well, thank you, Mark. I'm looking forward to it.
Again, listening to you for such a long period of time, we're going to have just a short two segments with you, so we won't be able to get into so many of the stories and details that you went on about with George Norrie. But I appreciate you taking the time, and the book came out just recently. You could buy it hardcover or ebook, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. And to support independent bookstores, you can go to bookshop.org. Bookshop.org. I notice it was $2 less. They may or may not charge shipping, but that's a nice idea to support local bookshops. So, Howard, tell us, how did you end up meeting Johnny Carson? And because that's an interesting story with an interesting host of a party, and what happened the next day after you met him?
Okay. Well, I met him. Jerry Weintraub was one of my closest friends. Jerry was he promoted Elvis Presley and the Beach Boys and Neil Diamond, John Denver, all these people. And so we used to, on Saturday night, we'd play golf. We'd long this year we're together. We'd play golf and then we'd come back. And then before golf, we'd play tennis and then we'd go and play golf. And then, so one night, Jane, his wife, just died. Jane Morgan, fascination, all that. anyway, she said, oh, Howard, we're going to have Johnny Carson there. And I'd like to have you sit with him because John's a very shy guy. And John was at that time was just starting to go out with Alex, his fourth wife. Okay. And so we sat together and I was not, a big Johnny Carson, all dirty, something like that. I had the software company at that time was the largest software company in the world. So I used to get up pretty early, so I went to bed early, too. But anyway, so sitting with John just moved.
And wait a second. This would have been around 1980, in the early 1980s.
Yes.
Okay, so he had recently bought the house in Malibu. Yep. It was your neighbor.
Right.
Okay. So,
right, and he sold his beach house to John, the tennis guy.
McEnroe?
Yeah, John McEnroe bought his beach house, and then John moved in to Point Dume, where we lived. And so one of the deals he was telling me about when he sold his house to John McEnroe is that one of the deals was that John was going to have to give him a tennis lesson. John loved tennis. And so I said, well, where'd you play? And he said, oh, we played at Pepperdine. And Pepperdine has a lot of courts, and so that's where they played there. So I said to him, I said, well, I live like four doors from you. I have my own tennis court, so if you ever want to play tennis, hit my number, give me a call. So the next morning at 9 o'clock, the telephone rings, and it was John. And John says, Howard, do you mind if I walk over and play tennis with you today? And I said, no, yeah, come on over. And that's how it started. And so basically we would play tennis 3 or 4 days a week. We'd probably go out to dinner 3 or 4 times a month. We went on 2 or 3 vacations together. And I didn't realize this until I started to write this book that in Yahoo, they have down there, who's Johnny's best friend? And it said Howard Smith. And I thought it would be, you know, his guy that he had in the show. But anyway, so the bottom line is that that's how we became very good friends. And
let me stop you, Howard. So I love the fact that you play tennis with him. I grew up playing tennis on clay courts. And then I read in your book, by the way, I haven't read a book in 50 years. I read a little over 25% of your book. I couldn't finish it yet.
Oh, good.
But
okay,
I loved reading the book, My Friend Johnny, by Howard Smith, Johnny Carson. Howard Smith was his neighbor for a good 25 years. And you mentioned that so I guess that was a Sunday, because he didn't have to go to work. The next day, he calls you at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And you asked him, you kind of warmed up a little bit. You said this in your book. And you asked him, did he want to play and keep score? And he said, no. Now, you were about 15 years younger than he was.
18 years younger, yeah.
So this was, I should have done the math. But he was around 60, you were around 48?
Yeah.
In your 40s.
Exactly.
So yeah. How did he move compared to, you're a lot younger.
He moved pretty well, but we didn't, you know, one thing that I found that he didn't want to play for money or keep score. He just wanted to hit the ball. And I was kind of the same way. I mean, I play tennis quite a bit, but, and having my heart attack, I don't want to keep score and playing golf or tennis. I just want to enjoy it.
Just
and
relax.
And that's what John wanted, to just hit balls. We spent like 45 minutes hitting balls, and then we'd sit around talking about life. And I think that since I was not in the entertainment business, he could relate a lot of stories to me. So he and I, we just spent a lot of time together and talking about different things in life and how lucky they were, how blessed, and how humble. I mean, John never thought of himself as a star. And this is where, you know, people, you know, Henry Bushkin and his attorney wrote a book after he died, and it was 90% negative on John, that John was an alcoholic and he was a womanizer and all that. And I have to say, maybe before I met John, I can't relate to that, but I said the last 20 years that we were together, John and I got drunk once, but I mean, we just enjoyed life. And this is why I wrote the book, because I wanted people to know what a nice, nice person that John was. And John was a very shy guy. He didn't have a lot of friends. And this is where we ended off, like I say, I think it was basically he didn't feel that, you know, I was in the entertainment business or I would say something. I never said anything about, you know, John.
I remember my guest Howard Smith wrote a book on Johnny Carson, My Friend Johnny. You could buy it now everywhere. I remember reading the book when you first met him. So you weren't a huge Tonight Show fan because you didn't watch it a lot, but obviously you knew who he was.
Right.
Just in first meeting him, if you hadn't known it was Johnny Carson, it just would have been some Midwest guy. Just said hello to you, right. And just very and very shy, but... You also described so many dinners and going out, and he wasn't a wallflower. And you gave each other grief as two buddies, two guys can give each other. And,
right.
And he would light up. He was a funny guy. So he wasn't like a wallflower, but he just wasn't that interested in throwing big parties. You had a story where he invited you to a birthday party, and you were expecting something lavish. What happened there?
Yeah, that was kind of a funny thing, because I only knew John about 6 weeks, and he gets done playing tennis and he says, Howard, next week I'm going to be 60 years old. I'd like to have you come to my birthday. And I was so impressed that, you know, he would invite me to that, and assuming that it was going to be a big party and, you know, all his buddies would be there, and you know, it was gonna, and it was, so we went to, it was at this real nice restaurant in Hollywood. I forgot the name of it now, but it's one of the best restaurants. So we get there and we said, we're here for Johnny Carson's birthday. Oh yes, come right over here. We come over, and it's Henry Bushkin. He was going with Joyce DeWitt. She was a lady star. John, Alex, and myself and my wife. And I kind of pinched myself because I said, God, I mean, I was kind of disappointed too. I thought, all these friends of his that I would be able to meet, but it was just the six of us. And it kind of dawned on me that, God, I only knew him 6 weeks, and that he would be, I guess, wanted to have me there and share with him his 60th birthday.
Yeah, he was including you. He had a connection with you. You became, he just saw you guys being friends for the next 25 years. He, your tennis buddy, you had something in common. You weren't interested in getting a leg up and using his fame to get on his show and connections. You didn't need or want anything from Johnny Carson. And he just probably really enjoyed that, being the Midwest guy. And it's not as if he didn't have any friends, right? You said he used to play poker and all these comedians, and he bought a 7,000-square-foot house with 2 bedrooms and 4.5 baths in the early 1980s. That tells you that he didn't want a lot of company dropping by and spending the night. That's a riot.
Right.
I want to circle back. I remember reading in your book about this Henry Bushkin, and Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company was there. And then I read much later that he wrote a book, and it wasn't very flattering. And I'm thinking, this guy was his attorney, and he ends up writing a book that is so horrible. And was it true that Bushkin was having an affair with Joyce DeWitt, and he himself was married, so he was a womanizer?
No, I don't think so. The reason John fired him, because he was taking advantage of John financially. So, this is where, I think it was a payback of having John firing him. And, they were good friends. I mean, I would say before I met John, Henry Bushkin and them, they used to go on vacations together and, go out every night, basically, and all that. And I think, and he, Sue, was a good friend of Henry when we met, because we went on John boat together, Henry and so, but then he found out that Henry was doing something that was illegal, taking money from John, and that's where he fired him. And like I say, after John died, he writes his book, and it was 90% negative. That's where I kind of said, hey, I am one day going to write a book about having people understand who Johnny Carson was, because I would have to say, and I tell people that I meet that are just down the earth, nice people, John would love you. He would love to talk to you about different things. And John was the smartest guy that I have met. He learned high Swahili and Russian because he's going to Africa and going to Russia. And he would, when he retired, he just spent a lot of time researching different things. So he was not bored at all. People say, was he bored after? Not at all.
Now, it's funny you would mention that, because I emailed a friend of mine who was a former TV network executive for ABC. I think he ran the whole network. And he had a question for me to ask you. And you kind of just answered it, but maybe you can get into detail. He says, is it true that Johnny Carson could learn languages easily? Supposedly, he taught himself Russian just before going to a trip to Russia.
Right.
That's true?
That is absolutely true. And then he's going to Africa, and he taught himself Swahili because he wanted to talk to people there. So, I mean, this is where John, he was so smart. When they went on strike, the editors or whatever, the writing is which has gone on show. They were on strike for like 2 months. He wrote all the script. I mean, he was absolutely amazing. I can say, and then astronomy. You know, my wife and him used to get in to talk about the Big Bang Theory and all that. I mean, he was just a very, very smart guy. And the bottom line, that he never thought of himself as a star. He was so humble and so blessed, and he just enjoyed doing what he did. And the foreword on my book, Jay Leno did it. And did you read the foreword?
I did. As a matter of fact, I think I had a question. Yeah, I love that Jay Leno. By the way, my guest, Howard Smith, Johnny Carson's neighbor for the last 25 years of his life down in Malibu, and they were tennis buddies. They went out to eat 3-4 times a month. They talked a lot on the phone. They went on trips on John's Johnny Carson's 130-foot or 140-foot yacht.
Yeah, 140, I think.
Serengeti. And so I wrote down here, I love that Jay Leno wrote the foreword. He's such a humble guy. And Jay Leno ended up taking over The Tonight Show.
Right.
I think you wrote in the book that Johnny Carson was very close friends with David Letterman.
Yes, well, they were friends.
They were friends. They were friends, and he respected him. But Johnny Carson had no say of who was going to take over The Tonight Show. It was all up to NBC, right?
Right, right. Well, he did, but anyway. But in the book, I tell, and this is where Jay tells the story that, you know, when they were thinking of getting Jay in, that they went to this comedy place down in Manhattan Beach. John went there with somebody, and after the show, John says, you know, I got some suggestions for you. If I were you, I would do this, this, and this. And that changed Jay's whole, what he did. And he, in the forward, thanked John for really making his life. And the other thing that was, you know, Jay brought out is both Jay and Johnny Carson never talk about politics. And this is where now, with all the stuff going on with Jimmy Kimmel and all this, is that both of them, their job was to entertain people and make them laugh. And like I say, Jay writes in this 3-page foreword, you know, that John and him did not talk about politics at all. And like I say, this was written, Jay did this last February for me. So it's before all this stuff was going on. But as you probably are aware, and on the shows now, people say, well, John and Jay Leno never got into, you know, political stuff, and they never did.
I can remember my guest Howard Smith wrote a book about Johnny Carson because he was his neighbor for 25 years, My Friend Johnny. You can buy it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookshop.org. And I watched Johnny Carson, quite a bit. And I don't remember, I remember Jay Leno more because he's a little fresher in my memory. And he would make jokes about the left side and the right side, Republicans, Democrats.
Right.
You never knew where he stood. And I would say the same thing for Johnny Carson. That was another question I had, is that it was remarkable that he elected to do that and set the stage for Jay Leno to continue it. I wish we can get back to that, because people sometimes just want to, you know, see interviews with famous people and have some yucks. And we got enough news programs. Did you ever talk politics to Johnny Carson? Did he ever say publicly where he stood politically?
Yes. We got into, some of the politicians somewhat. And, but he, you know, he says that, you know, that was his thing, you know, that, you know, and he, you know, one of his, his person that he voted for, he told me, was the guy in Minnesota. I kind of remember his name, but he was running for president. And John did vote for him. And he really liked that guy. But John, you know, yeah,
was the guy in Minnesota, was he a comedian?
No, he was, I think he was governor, and then he ran for president. I can't remember his name now, but he was a well-known, but he never made president. He wasn't elected on that. But John, basically, I think he's the only guy that John really supported, and he was a Democrat guy. But John, we talk politics, so just kind of, what's your position on that? What's your reason on that? And we basically said, hey, I appreciate your feelings on it, and I appreciate my feelings.
Just went back and
forth.
That's
the way it's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Just went back and forth.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm not even going to ask any more follow up questions, because you know what? I don't even want to know, and I don't even care. With Jeff John, he was a registered Democrat, Republican, or who he voted for. We shouldn't even discuss it, because his whole show was about it. Well, it's not important. Okay,
yeah.
Howard Smith, we got to take a commercial break. Howard Smith, Johnny Carson's neighbor, best buddy for the last 25 years of Carson's life, author of the recent book, My Friend Johnny. It's for sale now, hardcover, ebook. And when we come back, we talked about his 60th birthday, and now we're going to talk about his 79th birthday that my guest Howard Smith was celebrated with him and his wife Alex, October 23rd, 1925, which means October 23rd is coming up, would have been Johnny Carson's 100th birthday. I hope you do something special on October 23rd, Howard. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with Johnny. I feel like I'm interviewing Johnny Carson. My guest today is Johnny Carson. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.